Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, September 17th, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, incredible, phenomenal, amazing people. And welcome to one of my cyber homes. Yes, I live and work here at least one day a week, and usually that's on Mondays. And it's where you are invited to come on in and take a seat, a comfy one, and relax with your headset on and take a listen to some conversations about some pretty amazing things, because I truly have some pretty amazing guests. Yes, I do. And we bring you lots of great information to help you in life and work and success and many other interesting things we do talk about. You come here to be empowered. I've told you that probably at least a gazillion times, but to be enlightened and encouraged and informed. That's my mission, and you know what? I'm sticking with it. Well, my guest today is such a special lady. She is dedicated to helping and supporting and empowering women. That's one of the things she does. She is the founder and CEO of Women of Wealth magazine, a global publication making an impact on the lives of women everywhere. And she's going to tell us about that, tell us her story, and she's also doing something else very grand. She's always doing something grand, but she's doing something really grand in Texas pretty soon. She is in collaboration with the 2018 Texas Black Women's Expo the weekend of October 12th and 13th. And on Friday the 12th, they are hosting the most awesome event, and it's the Education, Motivation, Innovation / Women in Media and Entertainment Awards and Gala. And you know what? It's one of Texas's biggest annual events. And the powerhouse person that I'm talking about, she is the phenomenal Dr. Lee Lewis. And we are going to talk about all of those things. She's going to tell us her story and tell us all about these prestigious upcoming events. I'm so glad to have you here today, Dr. Lewis. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Civil Ray, thank you so much for having me on. And I love being connected to you and what you do.
Well, I feel identically the same. I'm so glad that we were able to connect. I think it was definitely a divine connection, and I think the best is yet to come from it, actually. So thank you for saying that. I appreciate you. Well, you know, I know there's a lot for us to talk about in a very short time, and it goes so fast it makes my head spin most every week. So I'm going to jump right in and let you tell people about you and your wonderful magazine. Tell us about your story. I love everything I see about what you are doing. And a lot of people, of course, may not know you as I am coming into knowing you. So let's tell them about your story and how Women of Wealth magazine came about.
Well, I was practicing law for over, 30 years, and I just got, I guess the word is burnout, and I wanted to do something else while I still had some awesome time to do something else, and we owe all of that to God. And so I was in ministry at the same time that I was practicing law, and I told myself I had twins. And I was working with both of them. And it just came, you know, a time in my life when I said, well, law, you know, I've done it all this time and helped people as much as I could. And it was just time to transform into someone else. And I looked around to see what it is that I really like to do, what my passion is. And I knew that it was empowering people, but I just needed to do a little bit more than that. So I decided that I wanted to empower women, having four daughters of my own. So I reached out into the area of making an impact into the life of young women. And I searched for a way to do that. And I came up with Women of Wealth magazine. I love magazines. I would go into Barnes & Noble and look around and, you know, just touch the beautiful, beautiful books and magazines. So I realized that I really liked publishing. So I went into that area. And God blessed me over there, enabled me to meet some of the most awesome, amazing women that I would ever encounter. I knew that it needed to be a vehicle where if I'm to make an impact, I needed to identify with people that would really be able to impact the lives of these women. And God has been good enough so that he would allow me to meet these women that would be able to impact and influence the lives of women. Hence, Women of Wealth magazine was born, and we are actually in in airports all around the nation, Texas, L.A., New Orleans, Atlanta, just so many other areas, Canada, Jamaica, Bahamas. And I get so excited because women will call me from all over. Just a couple of days ago, I had a lady call me from Barnes & Noble, because we are in Barnes & Noble and Books A Million as well. She was so excited. She was just saying, oh, my goodness. I'm looking at this awesome magazine, because the number's in the magazine. She says, I'm looking at this awesome magazine, and I've really got to get my story in there. And I said, that's what we do. Share the stories of women that have influence. And not only do we share the stories, we take this idea all over the nation. We do events everywhere where we bring the women. I call it bringing the magazine to life. We bring the women that are in the magazine into various events where the attendees are allowed to meet them and touch them and connect with them. So we bring the magazine to life.
I love that. And I'm sure that that is more than exciting for people when they actually get to meet the people that you've talked about, showcased, and all of that.
Yes, they are very, very excited. And the people, the women with influence that I have met along the way, they're very, very wonderful, wonderful people. They love God. And when they meet these women, they just hug them and love them and let them know, here's my card, you can call me again, because I'm very strategic in who I do put in the magazine. I do not want anyone with the nose so far up in the air, you can't even recognize them. So, you know, we deliberately look for women with influence that's willing to share themselves with other women that, you know, they're on the cutting edge of success, but they just don't have what's needed to turn the corner. And
I understand.
These women, it's so awesome, so excited. My passion is really empowering women. And if I can't do that, then, you know, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in whatever.
Well,
else.
You're certainly doing an amazing job of it, and I, as I said, your events, your visibility is just in itself. It's just making a huge impact and inspiring for sure. You know, it's so interesting. You're the guest I had last week was a former lawyer, and she stopped for the exact same reason as you did. Just got to a point where she got burnt out. That's very, very interesting. But it's amazing how we can do that these days, just shift gears and find the other career gifts in us and move on. So that's awesome. That's pretty awesome in itself too. You know, you mentioned purpose, and you talked about your four daughters being part of the inspiration for moving forward to offer what you do to women. Was there anything in particular that you, when you looked at them, I mean, certainly you could have been just who you are without any of the magazine. You know, you shine pretty brightly anyway. But what in your bringing up of your girls, what was the greater message that you wanted to put across in your publication for women?
That you can be whoever you desire to be. Just put a little effort in it. Get yourself in the right crowd. And travel in yourself. I remember, I'm an international speaker, so when I went over to London to speak, I made sure one of my daughters was with me, and when we do events, I bring all my girls with me. Right now, they got children themselves, and they bring them along, so I don't do an event unless they are there. If not all of them, at least one of them, I want them to shine. And I bring them up to shine so that they can understand. You may not do what I'm doing, but shine in whatever you are doing. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. Just set your mind to it. And don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Oh, you know, I hear people say, oh, those tickets are too pricey for me to go and attend this seminar and meet this person. And I said, well, then you don't need to go, because if you don't understand the value in investing in yourself, why are you asking someone else to invest in you? Because right now you don't get it. Put yourself in position so that someone can lift you up. Use their influence to help you. Yeah.
It's a very good point, and I'm glad that you used the word investment, because there's so many opportunities that should be categorically investments for us men and women as we move forward in life. And we're going to talk about the event in just a minute, since you price of the ticket, which, you know, I'm just going to throw a little aside in there, because, you know, many of us will easily spend $150, $250 on another type of event.
Sneakers.
Or a pair of shoes.
On sneakers.
Or, you know, going out to dinner for a couple of people, you know, $150.
Yes.
So it's really, you know, I guess most people want to think, well, what am I getting out of it? Well, you're getting something out of it that is being invested into you. You have to be there to get it. And honestly, those opportunities are usually more valuable than what you've paid, because that's the kind of, that's the people behind the scenes are doing all they can to make sure that that happens for you. And so I will hope that as the time goes on, people do realize that a lot of things can't and won't happen, like you said, unless they make those investments in themselves. They have to be made. You have to be on that plane where you want to get influenced and inspired and empowered. You have to be on that plane to want that. And again, for making a $150 investment, it's more than worth it when you figure that what you get out of something that helps you mentally, that helps you as a as your self growth, that's for a lifetime. And I know, like you probably as well, Dr. Lewis, many things that both of us can remember that people imparted into us, things that we intended, things that we'll never forget, how those things landed on us. just by being in the place. So I hope that women will pick up on that and come hungry with that kind of eagerness to take this as a potential launching pad. And even if it's not a launching pad, it's still an opportunity again for self-empowerment. And I'm telling you, I don't think there are a few things in life I think are better than that. I really do believe
no,
that.
Absolutely not. Civil rights, what it really is just you're investing for assets. You really need access to those people that can take mm-hmm. you up to the next level. You know,
for sure.
Sometimes people within your spirit can't do it. So you need to go a little further. And you have to invest in yourself for that particular kind of asset. I mean, I run
absolutely.
Millionaires, billionaires. You know, I do that again
yeah.
yearly, the Billionaire Roundtable. And get anywhere just running around in my circle. I need someone that's higher than me to help me, you know, reach that destination.
For sure.
And I tell people all
for
the
sure.
time, if you can't, you know, if you're not willing to invest in yourself, I don't know what to tell you. I'm on my way with friends to the United Nations this weekend. That investment
mm-hmm.
was huge. But I also know I'm going to meet first ladies from around the world.
Right.
Other millionaires
right.
and billionaires. Yes, I had to invest in that.
Absolutely.
Get myself in
absolutely.
That position. It is so important. We're writing a book, The Icon of the Boardroom, Icons of the Boardroom. And I invited some other people to come inside the book with me. Some did, some didn't. Oh, girl, it's too much. But then you have a book. You don't have one. Well, now you have one, even though it may be with some other women, but you're making an impact. And then you have become an
yeah.
expert in your field because you have a book.
For sure.
With your message, and people will just run to buy it. So
that's true.
I am teaching people, yes, the word is self-empowerment. Invest in yourself. We're doing a huge movement now. Women step up now. What that means is women are being introduced to the powerhouse just like that. And most of us know someone that is a powerhouse. And all they have to do is introduce someone else to a powerhouse that's within their sphere of influence. Women, step up now. Do something to help another woman. Find your voice.
Well,
do something to help another woman find her voice within her message. So women
yes,
step
yes.
up now.
And that's the event on December 1st, correct?
Yes, that event is on December the 1st, and we're going to do it in Orlando. We'll be doing the conference, Women Step Up Now. We have talking about some powerful women that have some serious influence global. Well, they'll be there to introduce themselves and introduce other women to other powerhouses that's in their sphere of influence. That's what
mm-hmm.
it's all about. You've got
yeah,
to
I can
be
hardly
willing.
Wait.
Yes, willing to introduce another to another sphere of influence. And Civil Ray, we've been talking so much about me, but let me go back to you. You're going to be speaking at that conference in Orlando in December, and you've
yes.
been honored at the gala, Women in Media and Entertainment Gala in Houston, Texas, October the 12th. You're going to be honored there. And speaking.
Well, thanks to you and what you're doing. And I do, my heart appreciates it and appreciates you for feeling the way you do about women and including me. I don't know yet that I have words to tell you how much I feel appreciation for you including me in your lineup. I'm very, very excited about it and looking forward to that event. It was my next thing on my list of things to talk about, so you went right into it. And, you know, the time is going to be winding up here pretty quickly, so we're going to go ahead and talk about that event. Do you want to tell us about your collaboration with them and how all of that came about? And again, just to, you know, show and shine a light on what's going to be happening that weekend.
Yes, my. Houston has one of the biggest events that empowers women. These women come from all over the world. And not just women, I keep saying women and men, they come into the Texas Black Women Expo, and they bring whatever their message is, whatever their product is, and they take a booth. And most of us know about the Bronner Brothers. Well, this is a show that's like the Bronner Brothers. It has all of these vendors, and some of them are dealing with the natural hair products, and just, oh, it's just awesome. And on the main
stage,
I said, will be you, Silver Ray, and also Will Smith's ex-wife. She will be speaking on the main stage. And Cherie Elizabeth, who has Chrisette, Michelle will be there. Oh, my goodness, there's so many
Grammy
of them.
Award winner.
Casey Fox, yes. And Chrisette, yeah, Grammy Award winner. I mean, and then we're going to also do a tribute to Aretha Franklin. She was my idol. Oh, my goodness, I love that woman.
Oh, I know, right?
And so we just wanted to honor her as well. Her life work, she was just a super powerhouse.
Yes,
and
indeed.
She used her influence to help others. She was just, I mean, that woman was before kings and queens, and just, oh my goodness, when they say even the Queen of England was honoring her by playing her songs, I said, wow.
Was that just the most incredible thing?
Yes.
The day that the information came online that she passed, you don't even know how much you love the things that people have brought to you until Ben's and I literally, I just was so choked up and tears were rolling down my eyes.
My
and
goodness.
I got online because one of my favorite songs was Pink Cadillac, and I'm telling you, I danced and cried at the same time. I thought, oh, she's just going to be so missed, you know, for everything she did. But she left so much love in the hearts of people. And I am so glad you guys are going to be doing a tribute to her as well.
We have people coming from all over the nation.
Listen, let's tell people.
Singing.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I say they're coming from all over the nation singing her songs in her tribute. But
yes.
In order to hear it, you have to be in Houston, Texas on October the 12th and 13th. We're going to be at the NRG Center. And so many beautiful women from around the nation is being honored. We even have a princess from Nigeria that's being honored as well. So many, many, many.
Well, I'm
going to
encourage people. I was just going to say, I'm going to encourage people to go to your website at womenofwealthmagazine.com to see more about your magazine and more about the event. And I also want to just put it out there right now. The individual tickets are $150. If you really would like to sit at one of my tables, just indicate that you are my guest when you get your ticket. Sponsor tables are available for $2,500 or $250 per seat. Is that correct, Dr. Lewis?
Right, and it's a write-off. It's a write-off.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have our chairs.
Which is another great advantage.
We have a water project, African Water Project, that we are supporting. We have the Global Women Empowerment Foundation, again, empowering women all over the world that we are supporting. So even when you buy your table, it's a write-off.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it back.
That is just so awesome. So awesome. Well, is there anything else that we need to tell people before they go? They can also check out the event on December 1st. Is that on the website already?
No, because we're actually looking for speakers for that event, which is why it's not up
mm-hmm.
yet. It's Women Step
okay.
Up Now, and that's in person,
in
December
the
1st. Yeah, and
okay.
just all about making an impact on a woman's life. So go to womenofwealthmagazine.com. And if you're interested in being in our book, you
go ahead.
If you're interested in being in our book, you can do that. All the information is online, womenofwealthmagazine.com.
Okay. Well, listen, Dr. Lewis, I am so excited that you were here to share it and to let people hear your heart and the true sincerity you have for helping women take their next step. I think it's exciting, and I think that anybody who can, if you can afford this, you need to go ahead and make that investment in yourself. Again, the website's womenofwealthmagazine.com, and you can also find Dr. Lee Lewis on Facebook as well. It's LEIS, and there's a lot of information there, and you will be able to see a lot about the influence she's making, the people she's connected with, and all of that. And she mentioned Cherie a little bit earlier. Some of you may remember Cherie as Cherie Fletcher, Will Smith's ex-wife. She is a phenomenal lady, and she is going to be there as well. So there's going to be some surprise guests that haven't been mentioned yet. It's going to
yes.
be televised nationally. We didn't
yes.
mention that to you as well. So I've been saying TV celebrities and VIPs. So I would make it my must to be there, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm going to leave you guys with. And Dr. Lewis, again, thank you for being so phenomenal. I appreciate you, love you. I look forward to talking to you again real soon. And in the meantime, I hope you have just a terrific, blessed day. Thank you for being my special guest.
Thank you for having me on.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging in there with me today. Phenomenal woman, huh? Again, she is Dr. Lee Lewis, CEO of Women of Wealth Magazine. It's a global publication making a huge impact on the lives of women all over the world. So check that out again. And I hope you'll join us in Houston, Texas on October 12th and 13th for the EMI, WIME Awards and Gala. It's going to be something, I'm telling you. And the Texas Women, Black Women on Saturday. That ticket is $150 for both days. I think that's a deal. You want sponsorship? Again, those tables are $2,500, only $2,500. And again, it's a write-off for any of you who are entrepreneurs and companies, entities that are interested in being there to show your support as well. Again, thank you for tuning in today. Please share this information. Please share the show and all the things that I'm doing here with your social media friends. I appreciate you for it. I want you to have an amazing day as well. And in the meantime, be good, be blessed, and be awesome.